Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Israel for talks with senior Israeli officials. Obama is expected to meet Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem al-Quds. He's also set to visit acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. No major breakthrough is expected to be made in the so-called peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians during Obama's visit. Earlier, Palestinian demonstrators held protest rallies against Obama's planned visit to the occupied West Bank. The protesters say Obama is not doing enough to stop Israel's illegal settlement activities and the arbitrary arrests of Palestinians. Let's cross over to Jerusalem al-Quds. Now joining us is our correspondent Ibrahim Hosseini to tell us a bit more. Ibrahim, we saw Obama being received at the airport by Premier Benjamin Netanyahu. Before we delve deeper into the sentiments among the Palestinians, tell us a bit more about what's planned for this visit and what we can expect.
The U.S. President Barack Obama landed in Tel Aviv airport a little more than half an hour ago. He was met by the Israeli President Shimon Peres and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Shimon Peres gave a welcoming speech, and then it was followed by Netanyahu. Shimon Peres stressed that a world without the U.S. will invite aggression against Israel, and that the U.S. is a friend of Israel, and this visit is a profound, this shows the profound relationship between Israel and the U.S. On the agenda for discussion between Barack Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister is Iran, Syria, and the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict being said by some critics as just protocol, that the real issues, the crux of this visit will be over Iran and Syria and the development in the region. There is no breakthrough is expected on the Palestinian-Israeli file. The critics and analysts say that the composition of the Israeli coalition will never allow the creation of a Palestinian state, because if there is some agreement reached between Palestinian and Israeli negotiators, it will have to pass in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, and as we know, the composition, the coalition in Israel will probably crumble, and new elections will be held. So we do not expect a breakthrough on this file. Interestingly enough, many Palestinians here in Jerusalem al-Quds and across the occupied Palestinian territories, mainly in the Ramallah area, have staged numerous demonstrations in the past few days. We also just got word that Palestinian activists set up another tent city opposite to the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim here in Jerusalem al-Quds. So Barack Obama's visit comes amid considerable rejection by Palestinians. They do not trust him. They've said this openly. They do not trust the U.S. policies in the region, and they have no illusions that this visit will bring about a real change in their life, lifting the occupation.
Of course, Ibrahim, looking at the comments made earlier today by Obama as well as Israeli officials, it's quite clear on whose side Obama is going to be, and he doesn't come as a neutral negotiator now, does he?
Well, according to Palestinians, he doesn't come as an honest mediator. They've said this all along, that they said that they have no illusions about the role of the U.S. policies, about the policies here in the region, because as they say, the U.S. is putting its full weight behind Israel. They keep basically financing the occupation by providing diplomatic, financial, and military cover to Israel. So they have no illusions about this visit. They have no trust in President Obama.
Okay, that was our correspondent Ibrahim Hosseini. They're reporting from Jerusalem al-Quds. Ibrahim, thank you for that update there.